Bankruptcies at a 15-year high. Bad economic data coming out every single day. Tariffs destroying the U.S. This is the economy under Donald Trump. Small businesses are currently steering their ship blindly due to a lack of economic data coming from the admin. The data that does see through the cracks is not good. I'm here with our lead policy analyst, Micah Irfan, who studies this, who practices this, and who understands this better than 99% of people. Micah, give us a broad breakdown of the economy, and then we'll dig into specific examples of tariffs ruining small businesses and more.
Yeah, Adam, our economy is deteriorating. Whenever Trump took office, he inherited a strong economy from Biden. The economy was growing, unemployment was going down, inflation had stabilized. And since Trump took office, all of those trends have reversed. Inflation is going up, unemployment is surging, bankruptcies are going up. And the stock market, which was one of the few metrics that the Republicans were referring to, is actually now going down again. It's driven by extreme fear over the basically a recession, which has been engineered by the disastrous policies of this administration. It's not looking good.
I want to point out, it's not very impressive that the stock market is hitting all-time highs. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's good, but that benefits disproportionately the wealthiest of Americans. And the stock market is almost always hitting all-time highs. It was throughout a lot of Biden's term as well. It was throughout Obama's terms as well, as we recovered from the 2008 crash. So, I mean, the stock market hitting all-time highs is good, but it would have grown faster under Kamala Harris, and that is just a fact. Kamala Harris wouldn't have toyed around with our economy. She wouldn't have left businesses blind by not releasing economic data. She would have actually been an adult and, you know, at least helped the economy stick the landing. Let's zoom in a little bit more on small businesses. What have you been hearing from small business owners? We could tell stories. I know some people as well, but anything on your end?
Yeah, I mean, the story from the Trump administration is that tariffs are being paid by foreign countries, and we just know that's not true. There's a lot of reporting and anecdotes. I know some business owners myself that are exposed to tariffs, and all of them say that they're the ones paying the tariffs. That's just actually how the mechanics of tariffs work. And we also have macroeconomic data that shows the price of imported goods. And the Trump administration's theory is that the price of imported goods before tariffs would fall to offset the cost of tariffs, essentially shifting tariffs onto foreign countries. Yep. We can see if that's happening or not. We've actually seen the opposite has happened. The price of imports has increased about by 1% since Trump took office, not offsetting tariffs, actually accentuating the effect that they have on big, small, and medium-sized businesses. And that's one of the reasons why our economy, actually the primary reason our economy is doing so poorly right now.
And to build on top of that, we're not even seeing the intended effects of tariffs. If you want to reshore manufacturing in a permanent way, you need to have tariffs or at least trade barriers or at least incentives in a permanent way. There is no permanent incentive for businesses to move back or to move manufacturing back into the United States when there is no continuity, let's say, when there's no continuity between the policy of administrations, then why would any business have a 10-year, 20-year, 30-year investment plan when we don't even know what the policy is going to look like in 3 years? The lack of continuity, the lack of enforcement mechanisms, the lack of actual paperwork means that Trump is kind of just fucking around, placing tariffs on a bunch of countries, declaring victory, saying he brought in $18 trillion when that's not true. When it comes to small businesses, I believe it was CNBC interviewed 12 small business owners, and all of them said they were cutting back on hiring. They were cutting back on spending. They were cutting back on reinvesting into the business, which is what drives growth. A primary driver of growth is reinvesting your capital directly back into the business. And when we have less capital to do that, you can grow slower. It grows, the economy slower. All 12 businesses said that they were growing slower due to these tariffs. Now, of course, real wage growth hasn't been outpacing inflation for a bit, and it's still kind of struggling, but that's one of the main indicators, and Americans are feeling this. Now, let's pivot over a little bit and talk about Trump's messaging. Now, Trump's messaging around this is like if you took Biden's worst day of messaging on the economy and exploded it times 10. Biden may have said a few times, yeah, the data is doing better, our economy should be doing better, and people may have not been feeling that, right? There was the incongruence between what Biden was saying and what people were feeling. I understand that, but Trump is doing that times 10. He's promising people that prices are lower except for beef. He's promising people that they just don't feel it. They don't know it, but prices are lower. He's going off about affordability. How do you read all of this?
Yeah, I mean, he says we're in a golden age, and we're simply not. The median age of home buyers has never been higher than it is. It's around 59 years old now of the average age of a home buyer in this country. That is insane. Young people can't find jobs also. Youth unemployment is at one of the highest levels it's been since 2008, and that was a catastrophic global recession. Across almost every single indicator, the economy is deteriorating under the Trump administration. But as you mentioned, his rhetoric would indicate the opposite. Whenever people confront him about this terrible economic data produced by his disastrous policies, he says, "You're wrong. The economy is doing fantastic. Inflation is down 100%, right? It doesn't even make any sense." He's totally out of touch. And I think the reason why he keeps saying this, Adam, is because the economy actually is doing very well. There really is a golden age for people like him, specifically him. We know that his net worth has increased by over 70% since he took office. And his billionaire friends have profited dramatically over the insane amounts of corruption and the specific targeted policies of the Trump administration to benefit them. I think that the reason why the administration is struggling so much on messaging on this issue is because they live in a different economic universe than every other American. They think that the economy they live in is the same one that we live in. And that's simply not true.
Trump says it's a golden age, but it's a golden age for January sixthers, billionaires, and pedophiles and pedophile protectors. That is the bottom line lately. I want to bring it all back to the title of the video. Donald Trump just today caved on some of his primary tariffs that he was proud of, that he was gloating about. He caved on some of these tariffs because he understands the implications. It's funny. If other countries paid the tariffs and it was just like an infinite revenue source, like an infinite money glitch in those video games, then why would we have the need to pull the tariffs off, right?
Right. I mean, that would be totally unnecessary. The fact that they're now pulling back tariffs off of things like coffee and bananas is a concession of everything that we've been saying all along. Economists in the presidential election campaign exclusively, almost unanimously said that tariffs are paid by Americans. And that's why we saw a record number of Nobel Prize winning economists endorsing Kamala Harris and over 300 academic economists endorsing Kamala Harris in a very public way. And now when Trump has come into office, he's imposing these policies. Finally, after doing economic devastation to the American people, really economic terrorism, they're finally acknowledging that what everyone told them ahead of time was right all along, but it's too little, too late. They're trying to quietly reverse their policies, but everybody sees what's happening and the damage has largely already been done. We may be heading towards a recession, whether they like it or not. We already know that a lot of recession indicators, like I mentioned, youth unemployment, but also delinquencies on debt, on cars, mortgages, all types of delinquencies, credit card debt, are up at record levels. It might be too late for them to reverse the damage that they've already done to our economy.
And I just want to end it by saying this. A lot of Democratic messaging can be abstract about things that we really care about, but most people don't feel. A good example is January 6th. I am disgusted by this. I believe everybody watching this will be disgusted by January 6th. But a lot of Americans that are apolitical don't feel that on a daily basis. But the economy, people do feel. Prices, people do feel. So when the lack of transparency around the economy matches with the lack of transparency around things like the Epstein files, for real, people will begin to realize, wait a minute, this administration just covers shit up. They're not less corrupt than previous admins. They're actually using the corruption of the system that may have existed before to be more corrupt and to rig the system for themselves even more. Was the system perfect before Trump came in? No, but his lack of transparency is just exponentially worse than any administration prior, and the American people need to understand that. With Mockler Media, it's Adam Mockler and Micah Irfan. You can subscribe to both of us below. I love you all, and peace out.
Thanks.